Are you with your Bibles? Are you with your Bibles?
Yes.
So we'll start immediately. Hallelujah. You know, meetings like these are very, very important. I hear me. So meetings like these are very important. Open your Bibles first of all. Let me show you something on the startup. 2 Timothy. Open your Bible with me to 2 Timothy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Are you there? I want to start from verse 14. And this is very important. Paul is writing to Timothy. And look at what he told Timothy. He said, Timothy. Okay. I was talking as if I was the one who is speaking actually to Timothy. Now he says, verse 14, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14. He says, but you must continue in the things which you have learned and being assured of knowing from whom you've learned them. Did you see? He says, you must continue in the things which you've learned. What does that reveal to us? It reveals to us consistency. And he's telling Timothy, Timothy, you have to be consistent. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? And he said, be assured of whom you've learned them from. Hallelujah. It's very important who you learn from. Hallelujah. And then you have to be consistent, because in consistency, the truth is revealed. Do you understand me? In consistency, your growth is shown. Hallelujah. Now he says, learn them from. Now, verse 15 says, and from childhood, did you see? You have known the Holy Scriptures. He's telling Timothy, from childhood, you've known the Holy Scriptures. He says, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. He says, from childhood, you've known the Holy Scriptures. Hallelujah. From childhood. Now, you know, there are some people that said, okay, right from when he was a baby, when he was a little baby, he has known the Holy Scriptures. Some people say it was right from when he got born again, he has known the Holy Scripture. Because the Bible shows us that Paul actually didn't lead Timothy to Christ. Hope you know that. Paul met Timothy as a believer. If you read the book of Acts, right? Now, he met Timothy as a believer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, he says, you've known the Holy Scriptures. The word Scriptures there, I've always told us, is the word what? Grammar. Right? It's the word grammar. And grammar simply means the content of a writing. And when he refers to Holy Scripture, and at that point, we don't have the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. What was Holy Scripture was the Old Testament. Hallelujah. Do you understand me? Refer to the Old Testament as what? The Scriptures. Hallelujah. Now, he told him, say, you have known the Holy Scriptures. He said, which are... Now, here is what the Holy Scripture, which is the Old Testament. Now, here's what he talks about. He says, they are what? He says, you have known the Holy Scripture, which are able to make you wise for salvation. Did you see that? Meaning the content of the Old Testament was written to make us understand the concept of salvation. Hallelujah. Did you understand that? Now he said they were able to make him wise for salvation. Now, listen. They couldn't get salvation in the old scripture, but they spoke of. The Bible said they saw afar off. Hallelujah. Do you understand me? So they spoke about salvation. Are you listening to me? Are you hearing me? So, what forms are the major theme behind the old writings is what? Salvation through faith, which is found in where? In Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? That is the summary. Salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. You remember, in 1 Corinthians, just put your hands in Timothy, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Are you 1 Corinthians chapter 15? Look at from verse 1. Because today we're going to be opening a lot of scriptures. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy chapter 15. Look at verse 3. It says, "For I deliver to you, first of all, that which I have also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the what?" It's according to the scriptures. Hallelujah. Did you see that? Now, meaning the scripture showed, of the scripture spoke about Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hebrews. Open your Bible to Hebrews. Chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1. It says, "God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets." Did you see? Did you see? He spoke to the prophet. What was the prophet going to talk about? Salvation, which is found in Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, hallelujah. Now let's go ahead. Let's go back to 2 Timothy. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 3 again. Hallelujah. Now, Second Timothy 3 verse 14, let me take it again. It says, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, and hast been assured of knowing of whom thou hast learned them." Right? Verse 15. "And that from childhood, and from child, from a child," which is the number now, "from a child," the word used is bread force. Well, I'm not going to talk about that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. "Thou hast known the Holy Scripture, which are able." Now, look at what he said. Hallelujah. Okay. "Which are able to make thee" what? "Wise for salvation." Hallelujah. "Unto salvation." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a true faith which is in Christ Jesus. Now, take note. Other places where you find the word grammar, you see that in, let me just quickly run through that for you. Romans chapter 2 verse 27. Also mean letters. 27 to 29, chapter 7, verse 6. Galatians chapter 6, verse 11. You can write them down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we go ahead? Now it says all scriptures. Now, I want us to actually look at this critically. It now went back. Look at the way Paul wrote. Paul said, first of all, he says the grammar, which is the content of a writing, is what's supposed to reveal Christ. Hallelujah. Do you understand this? Should reveal Christ. Hallelujah. Now, he now says something. He said, all scriptures. Now, what is the meaning of the word all scriptures? Because we need to understand this so that we don't say, what Paul was communicating, because I've told us whenever the word all is used in the Bible, now you need to get this right. Whenever the word all is used in the Bible, it doesn't necessarily mean everything that is out there. Hallelujah. For example, the Bible says, "I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me." It doesn't mean you can do everything in the world. Do you understand me? You know, some people use these at their own detriment. Are you hearing me? "I can do all things." Okay, you can do all things. Go, don't learn about sowing. Go and sow. Do you understand? Now, what was the Bible coming? If you read in the context of the writing, it tells you what the all things mean. Now, when the Bible used the word all things or all, try and check the context of the writing. Do you understand me? Now, from the context, you will be able to get. Now, remember, I said the Bible was not written in chapters and verses. Bible, are you hearing me? Bible was not written in chapters and verses when it was written. The Bible, when the Bible was written as a letter. Are you listening to me? It was written the word as a letter. So letters are into paragraphs. So when you read the content of the writing, you will know what all things really mean. Hallelujah. Just like we were studying on Sunday, right? And we said something. It says, where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. You know, some people have used it to get their own liberty from other things. But when you read in the context of the scripture, it shows us, it says, if you turn to the Lord, he said, the veil is taken away. Are you hearing me? The veil is taken away. He said, now the Lord is that Spirit. Right? And where the Spirit of the Lord is, where the Lord is, there is liberty. Now, where is the Spirit of God? In us. So it means we are at liberty from what? The veil. What was the veil connoting? The old laws. Hallelujah. Do you understand that? Talks about the laws of Moses. Do you understand that? So we have liberty from the laws of Moses. Do you understand what how the scripture? Now somebody can just pick. Now when you pick a verse out of context, Kenneth Hagin will say you can give it any meaning outside what the Bible has said. So you don't pick a verse and just treat. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, like some people will give, I've heard some people give things of meeting and they say, woman, thou art loosed. Hallelujah. And they call it women seminar. Thou art loosed. They just picked it somewhere. You know where they picked it from? Eh? No? Do you know where they picked that verse from? Hallelujah. And it's surprising how somebody will just pick a verse. They didn't understand where Jesus was. Where the scripture? Why the scripture said, "Woman, thou art loosed," and they just said, "Woman, thou art loosed. Come and be loosed." So, you know, because when you pick a Bible verse out of context, you give it any meaning. You can give it any meaning. Philippians. If you go to Philippians, when Paul said that I might know Him, some people will just pick that verse. That even Paul too is saying that I may know Him. Let's look at that. So now, let me show you how detrimental it is to pick a verse, just a verse and use without understanding the context. Go to Philippians. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, chapter 3. Now, let us pick that verse and let's see what it means. Are you there? Verse 10. Let us pick the verse. That I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His suffering, being conformed to His death. Now, somebody picked this one and said, even Paul is trying to know God. Right? That I may know Him. And people make big sermons out of this. But if you read before, if you read that book very well, you understand what Paul was communicating. Paul is not saying that I may know Him. Let me tell you something. I said the truth is revealed in consistency. If Paul would tell you that he wants to know God and the power of His fellowship, then why did he say the mystery that was hidden from ages past is revealed? Which is Christ in us, the hope of glory. Because if Paul is still trying to know God, he's still trying to know Christ, it then means there's no difference between Paul and those in the time of the Old Testament. Bible says because they couldn't understand the mystery of God. But the Bible says it's been revealed to us as Christ in us. Hallelujah. Do you understand that? So Paul couldn't be communicating what we just picked up. But let's go back some few verses so that you will understand something from that. Let's look at from verse 4. Let's read from verse 4 through verse 10. You understand? He said, though I might have confidence in the flesh. Oh, okay. Let's go to verse 1. He said, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. For me to write the same thing to you is not tedious, but for you it is safe. I'm going to be fast because this is not what we are dwelling. Say, beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the mutilations. Say, for we are all circumcision. We are the circumcision who worship God in the spirit. Oh, I love this. We're coming back to this. Hallelujah. Say, rejoice in Christ Jesus. And have no confidence in the flesh. He said, though I might have confidence in the flesh. Now Paul is saying, he said, though I also might have confidence in the flesh. If anyone else thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I more so. Paul is saying, are you understanding me? Paul is saying, I also have confidence in the flesh if you want to go to the flesh. But he said, we are the circumcision, hallelujah, who worship God in the spirit, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, circumcise the eighth day. Of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrew. Oh, I love this. Hallelujah. Concerning the law, a Pharisee. Concerning zeal. Now, he's saying concerning the law, he's a Pharisee. Do you understand me? If you want to go to Hebrew, he's a Hebrew from the tribe of Benjamin. He's telling you himself according to the flesh. If you want to go to the Pharisee, I'm a Pharisee. Do you understand? He says concerning zeal, persecuting the church. Do you understand what Paul is communicating? He said, concerning the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. Hallelujah. Verse 7. Oh, hallelujah. He said he was blameless. I love Paul. Verse 7. But what things were gained for me, these I counted loss for Christ. Did you see? Paul said the things that were supposed to be gained for him, he counted them loss for Christ. He said, let's go ahead. He said, yet indeed, I also count all things lost for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things. I count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ. Look at what Paul is saying. Paul is not saying he wants to gain Christ now. He said, while I was in the world. Do you understand me? While he was in the world. Do you understand me? He said he counted everything now. I'm giving an illustration. Now, let's say, for example, this is the world, this is Christ. Now I'm in the world. Now, he said, while he was in the world, he said, I count everything lost that I may do what? Gain Christ while he was in the world. Now let's go ahead. That I may gain Christ. And being found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law. Which is what? From the law, while he was outside the faith. Hallelujah. But that which is true faith in Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Salvation, true faith, which is found in Christ. Did you see that? The righteousness which is from God by faith. And I may know him. Now, listen. He was in the world. Now, he, because of the righteousness, true faith in Christ, now he said that he may know him from the world, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. That is the reason why he did what? Have salvation through faith. Do you understand me? That's the reason why he became born again, that he may know Christ in salvation. Did you understand that? Did you understand that? It's not that now Paul, as big as he is saying, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. Paul couldn't be saying that. If Paul was saying that, then Paul was not different from the prophets and those in the Old Testament who couldn't comprehend Christ. Hallelujah. But he was saying while he was in the world, he had to give his life to Christ. He had to be born again. Sorry for using that word. He had to accept Christ that he may know him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can't know who you don't believe in. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Do you understand that? So, back to 2 Timothy. Now, I said, what led us here is because I said you don't pick a verse out of context, right? Are you following me? Are you following me? If you pick a verse out of context, you can mean anything, and that's the reason why we have so many wrong doctrines flowing in the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, you're wise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Okay. Why one verse? Verse 16. It says, all scriptures. Now, look at the way he changes it. Now, he used the word all. Take note of that word. I say all. We're going to use it in the context, right? Don't just say all. If he says all scripture, the word for scripture now is no longer grammar. The word he's using there is what? Graphe. Now, what is graphe? What is grammar? I said grammar means the content of the writing, right? Graphe means, now, the writing itself, in itself. Listen to me. If he had said all graphe, meaning graphe can also mean a book. Now, if he says all graphe, a literature can be graphe. Now, if he says all graphe, it can also mean the book of the Aristotle, the book of Plato, the books, every book in the world. Did you see? If you take this out of context, all scripture. See, take note. The word scripture, some people think scripture, the word scripture, graphe, means it's only for Christians. No. Do you understand me? You need to understand that. The word scripture here is the word graphe. It means all writings, all books. Talks about the writing in itself. For example, this is the writing. The content, you are welcome, peace, in the name of Jesus Christ, is the content. It is called grammar. Do you understand me? Now, the concept of writing this thing itself is called what? Graphe. Do you understand me? Are you with me? So the content is different from the writing. Now, when it says all scripture, Paul moved higher. If you now say all scripture, if somebody picks it out of context, say all writings. Hallelujah. Will you consider some of the speech of Job as the writing of God? Do you understand that? Do you understand me? Now, you see, now how would I know the all scripture? Now, he said the word all there tells you what? The content. Or let's use all in the context of our scripture. Let's go back to verse 16. He said, and from childhood you have known the holy scripture, which is able to make thee wise unto salvation. All, are you hearing that? Now, meaning, now he doesn't say all scripture. Now, he's going back to something. The manner of writing. Now, say all scripture. Now, the all there means grammar. The grammar which is able to make thee wise unto salvation. Do you understand me? Should I go over it again? Are we cool? Hallelujah. Oh, you want to speak in tongues? Hallelujah. Do you understand that? Now, it means all scriptures. Now, the word all scriptures there is not all, as some people will say, all. Now, he's saying all scripture, meaning all grammar or all writings that has salvation through faith that is found in Christ is given by the inspiration of God. If not, we'll say all writings in the old were given by inspiration of God. Hallelujah. Somebody wants to say that. The Bible is there now. God give it and God take it. And I'm like, whoa. All scripture. He said, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. No, we need to be wise as believers. Because if that is said there, then why would the Bible say the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death? Do you understand that? Jesus gave, in the Old Testament, there was not really a revelation of the devil. As in, there was no real, full, clear revelation of who the devil was. Now, you see, Jesus gave us a deeper depth of that. He said, the thief cometh but to steal. Now, look at how John started. John didn't quote the genealogy of Jesus. He just came, in the beginning was the Word, right? The Word was with God and the Word was God. He said, in him. When you read that, he said, in him was life. Stop. Now, he said, the thief cometh but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Now, he said, I am come. He tells you the will, his will. He tells you the will of the Father, that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Did you see that they might have life and I will take it I will take them away. Did you see? It reveals something. Are you understanding me? So now, how would I know all scripture that is given by inspiration of God? The scripture that has the content of faith. I mean, salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Do you understand that? Salvation that is through faith. That's how you know. Hallelujah. Because he told him. Are you listening to me? Say, you must continue in the things which you've heard. And what is that saying? Say, from childhood you've known the Holy Scripture, which is able to make you wise unto salvation. Meaning, Paul actually differentiated what he knew. He said, it is the Scripture that is able to make you wise for salvation. The great things that are able to make you wise for salvation. He said, these words are given by the inspiration. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. You know, the word inspiration in our days, you know, English or language evolves over the years. Now, the word inspiration in our days has been taken to mean several things. Hallelujah. 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 Inspiration has been taken to mean several things in our days. But I'm going to help us out a bit with the word inspiration. Hallelujah. The word inspiration is on the Greek word theo. Okay? Theophinotos. Theoph. Okay, Theo. I'll spell it for you. Theophinustos. Theophinustos. Now, it's a compound word. It's a compound word. The first word is theo. Theo. Theo and you can use the other word is pneuma. You can get pneuma from that word. Theonutos, okay. Theonutos is the right pronunciation. Theonutos. Now, is it theo and neutos? Okay. Now, theo is, when you hear the word theo, it's a Greek word that is used to represent God. Which myself, I really don't like using that word theo. I prefer using the word Adonai, right? Theo Adonai. Okay. Now, Theo is a Greek word that used to represent God. They say we'll have God in English. Hallelujah. Now, it can mean any kind of God, but this is, we know the kind of God, we know the person is talking to. Hallelujah. Adonai. Hallelujah. Okay. Now, another word used is pneumatos. Now, pneuma. One word you can get from that compound word is pneuma, right? Pneuma means what? Spirit. It means also breath, right? Pneuma means spirit, means breath. For example, in John chapter 3, it says the wind blows. The wind blows. Wind there is pneuma. The wind blows. Did you see? The wind blows. Now, pneuma means wind, means spirit. Listen, it means wind, means spirit, means breath. Do you understand me? Now, when it says the inspiration of God, you could take it to be by the breath of God. Do you understand me? By the breath of God. Meaning it came by men who are inspired by the breath, by the, oh, hallelujah, by the inspiration of God to write. Hallelujah. And you just wake up one morning and, you know, they're high or something and just write, hallelujah. 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 Okay, let's move ahead. Now, he says, now, let's go ahead. He says, all scriptures, which is all graphe, right? All, which is graphe, which reveals what faith through Christ, which is, I mean, salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus, right? Right? Now, it says, it's given by the inspiration of God. and is profitable for doctrine. Did you see that? Paul couldn't be writing that all everything is profitable for doctrine. Do you understand me? And he said, the ones that have what? Salvation through faith in Christ is profitable for doctrine. Now, I explained to us what it means, right? It's profitable for pros, right? For doctrine and for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Everything there is pros, which is salvation through faith, which is found in Christ Jesus. So in the Old Testament, is profitable for doctrine. Doctrine is profitable for reproof. Reproof for correction. Correction for what? Instruction in righteousness. Hallelujah. Now he went further to say that the man of God. Hallelujah. Who is he referring to as the man of God? You know, some people now say, that he was actually referring to only pastors. Do you understand me? Okay, let's look at who was he referring to as man of God. You know, some people say, okay, maybe he was not actually referring to Timothy, but just referring to men of God. You know, hallelujah, hallelujah. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 11, it says, but you, who is he referring to? You, Timothy, right? But you, O man of God, flee these things. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The word O is an exclamation, is used to represent an exclamation in the old writing Greek. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It means, but you, man of God, flee these things. Now, he referred to Timothy as man of God. Hallelujah. Now, he was writing to Timothy here. He said, that the man of God, referring to him. Hallelujah. And what he says to one, he says to all. Hallelujah. May be complete. I love this. And the man of God will be what? Complete. Hallelujah. The word used is the word aitos. Are you with me? Sorry, I said aitos. It's supposed to be aptios. Aptios. A-R-I-T-I-O-S. Aptios. Now, it means, listen, it means to be perfect, to be fitted. Do you understand me? To be what? Fitted to preach the gospel. Now he said that the man of God may be complete, may be fitted. Do you see why it's very important to hear the right doctrines? But the man of God will be what? Fitted. So I'm fitted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man of God may be perfect, as the scripture will put it, complete. Now, the word again is thoroughly equipped. Now, remember, this word equipped now is not katatismos. You remember katatismos? Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12, right? Right? It says, for the equipping of the saints, right? Which is furnishing of the saints. Now, the word used here is not katatismos, but another word was used, and that is the word. It's called, let's go back there. It's called exartizo. Exartizo. E-X-A-R-T-I-Z-O. Exartizo. What is exartizo? It means to be thoroughly equipped. Thoroughly furnished, thoroughly equipped. Did you see? What is Paul telling Timothy? Paul is telling Timothy that a man of God, a preacher of the gospel, must not have a preacher of the gospel must not just know some. You don't give out half truths. Half truth is better than not giving the truth at all. It's worst. Hallelujah. He must be thoroughly equipped. He spoke to Titus about a bishop. He said a bishop must be what? Apt to teach. Apt to teach. Don't say I'm not a teacher. You must be ready to teach. You must be ready to explain. Hallelujah. Paul was an apostle, but Paul explained the scriptures. Do you understand me? So a bishop, an overseer, must be apt to teach. Very important. Are you hearing me? Teach the Bible, teach the word, explain the scriptures. You must not have a gray area in the scriptures.
We'll be able to search it out. Search out. He told Timothy, he said, study. Study. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Are you with me? If you are with me, let's go ahead. So, now, don't say, I'm a preacher, I'm only skilled in. I'm not skilled in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we're ready to teach the word. But that is our primary objective as believers. He said, go make disciples of every nation. Before you became an apostle, you are first of all a teacher. Are you hearing me? Before you became a singer, you are first of all a preacher. Don't say, yeah, only thing I know is only singing. You are first of all a preacher. That is why the word of God is very important in the life of anybody who is a believer. Don't say, I'm not supposed to know this, it's for pastors. No, it's the scriptures. Are you hearing me? You must be skilled in the word. Be skilled. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. And that's why we have meetings like this. We teach the word. He becomes skilled. He said, go make. He didn't say only pastors should go and make disciples. He said, you go make disciples. Students of the word. Matthew 28. He said, go make disciples of the nation. Go and make the word disciples of the world to make students. How can you be come to make students and you don't know what you are going to be teaching your people? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have a skill. Don't leave any gray area. Don't leave any gray. You know what I mean by gray area? Don't leave any side untouched. Touch everything. Teach the gospel. You sell leader, teach the gospel. Hallelujah. You are an SCF leader, teach the gospel. A Zoma pastor, you must teach the gospel. Hallelujah. Don't say it's only for pastors to know that one. Mm-mm. You must, there must be no gray area. You must understand that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you need to study and study and study and study. Study. Don't stop studying. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. What you are not sure of, don't say it. Once you are sure of it. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't give half truth. Don't. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory, hallelujah. No, I have to show that now you will be ready for what we're going to do today. We've not started. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you'll be ready for what you're going to be receiving today. Hallelujah. Open your Bibles with me. Because, you know, we have to see all these things. Because I want to show you some things from the scriptures. Hallelujah. Romans. Let's go to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 1. I titled it The Kinds of Righteousness. The kinds of righteousness. Hallelujah. Kinds of righteousness. The kinds of righteousness. Let's start from verse 1. It says, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. Verse 2. Which he has promised. Now, look at what he said. He said, which he has promised afore by his prophet in the holy scriptures. Did you remember this? The word for scriptures is the word graphe. Listen. Paul, and a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle. Did you see? Separated unto the gospel of God. Now, look, I want you to understand how Paul used some words. He said, called, I mean, separated unto the word, the gospel of God. Do you understand me? Which he promised afore. The word for afore is the word proepagiloma. Pro
Epagelomai. Proepagelomai. He promised that fall. Hallelujah. We'll look at that. By his prophet in the Holy Scripture. Hallelujah. Now, concerning his son. Did you see what the promise was about? Salvation through faith which is found in Christ. Did you see? Did you see that? Now, the promise was about the son. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pro epagelomai. The word pro is a compound word also. In the Greek, the word pro means before. The word pro, it means before. Epagelomai means a pledge. Do you understand me? A pledge. A promise, you can use, or an assurance. Now, meaning, now that is why it was translated a promise afore, before, now, right? A divine promise. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Routine. Hallelujah.
Mm. Follow us. Don't have a great area.
Follow us swiftly. Sit here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Want everybody's attention here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. So, pro epagelomai means what? Promise of before now, right? It's divine promise. So, if God has promised something, God is going to do it, right? Now, the promise is about who? About what? His son, right? Which is what? Salvation through faith in Jesus. Hallelujah. Concerning his son. The word concerning means peri. Peri. It means touching or about something. Now, concerning his son means touching, about. You find the same word peri in Romans chapter 8, verse 3. You find the same thing in chapter 14, verse 12. So I'm giving these scriptures to help you further study. Go to Romans chapter 8, verse 3. So I'll show you what it means here. Romans chapter 8, verse 3. Are you there? Say, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin. The word for is the word peri. Do you understand me? And for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Now, meaning as for sin, meaning and for. The word for is the word as touching sin. Do you understand me? Concerning sin. Do you understand me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Romans 14, 12. They say, then every one of us shall give account of himself. The word of is the word as touching himself. Do you understand me? Romans 15, verse 14. And I myself also am persuaded of you. Meaning the word of there is the word concerning you. Do you understand? It's the word peri. Are we together? Chapter 15, verse 21. But as it is written, to whom he was not spoken of, they shall see, and they that have not heard shall understand. The word of too is the same word. It's the same word, hallelujah. 1 Corinthians, you find the same word in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4. Say, I thank my God always on your behalf. The word is on your behalf. The word on means concerning you, hallelujah. Chapter 1, Is that that same 1 Corinthians 1 verse 11? Chapter 7 verse 1. Now concerning the things whereof, hallelujah, verse 7. I mean chapter 7 verse 1. Chapter 7 verse 25. Verse 37. Chapter 8 verse 1. Verse 4. And chapter 12 verse 1. Concerning spiritual gift. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Chapter 1 Corinthians 16 2 of 2. Be right in these verses. They are very important. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 16 2. Hallelujah. Very important. As you do your personal study, it helps you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now he says, concerning his son Jesus, Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh. At what time did God promise afore? At what time did God epagiloma? Through his prophets. At what point did he do that? At what point did God do that? How many of you believe that God preached the gospel? God preached the Bible. Did you believe? No, God himself preached the gospel. You believe that? Open your Bibles with me to Galatians. I want to show you. Galatians chapter 3 verse 8. Galatians chapter 3 verse 8. Galatians chapter 3 verse 8. Now look at, let's start from verse 7. It says, therefore, know that only those who are of faith are sons of Abraham. Verse 8 now goes ahead to say, and the scripture, for seeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith. Who saw that? God saw, right? What did he do? God preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying what? In you shall all the nations be blessed. Did God not say that? God preached. God spoke about salvation through faith, which is in Christ. Hallelujah. When Adam and Eve sinned, God preached salvation through faith. He said, the seed of the woman shall do what? He spoke about the seed of the woman. He said, he will bruise the head of the serpent. That was the talk of redemption. If you listen to our message, the fruit of redemption is a talk of redemption. God planned redemption immediately. How? Faith in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Did you see? God to preach the gospel. Hallelujah. He preached it to Abraham. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we move ahead? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead. Where was verse? Verse 3. Concerning his son Jesus Christ, and our Lord, which is our Lord, right? Which was made of the seed of David. Did you see that? What does that show you? I've shown us something before from 2 Timothy concerning this. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Put your hands in that, Romans. Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 2. Fast. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Verses 8. He says, remember that Jesus Christ said of what? Oh, some of us are slow. Okay, this is slow. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Verses 8. He said, remember, leave it. He said, remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of who? Of David. Go back to that Romans. Just put your hands there. Look at that Romans again. He says what? Concerning the son Jesus Christ, who was born of the seed of David, according to the flesh. Did you see that? What does that tell you? He tells you consistency.
Do you understand? Consistency in the world. Do you understand me?
Do you understand me? Hallelujah. Consistency. Paul is consistent. Hallelujah. Now, he says, of the seed of what? David, according to the flesh. Verse 4. And declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. Hallelujah. 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 Did you see that? He said, and declared. The word declared is the word hozo. Horizon, sorry. Horizon. O-H-O-R-I-Z-O. Horizon. The word horizon means to mark out, to ordain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To mark out. Glory, hallelujah. So, he was marked out. Hallelujah. As the Son of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now the word to be. To be is italicized, meaning it's not originally in the manuscript. It's because of the writers have to put it there to try and help their sentence, which they might not be 100% correct. Are you hearing me? Now, if it is like that, it shows that it was not actually in the original. So let's read it the way it was in the original. And declared the Son of God. It's making more sense. Not declared to be, because in verse 3 tells us concerning his son, meaning in verse 3 has already declared him as the Son of God, right? The promise concerning his son. Now he was not going to be again, because he is the Son of God. Hallelujah. Now verse 4 said, and declared the Son of God with power, hallelujah, according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. Did you see? Did you see? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So our gospel, our faith in Christ as believers is in the resurrection from the dead, right? I've told us that before, right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's in the resurrection from the dead, right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Can we go ahead? It says, let's look at Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. Galatians, quickly. Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. He was declared to be the Son of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He was declared as the Son of God. Verse 4, he says, but when the fullness of time came or had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, hallelujah, born under the law, hallelujah, the reincarnation, or the incarnation, I say reincarnation, the incarnation, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Can we move ahead? He said, through him we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to faith among all nations for his name, hallelujah, among whom ye also are called of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. So I said we're talking about righteousness. So our righteousness, you look at our subject, where it says, and declared the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection. Our righteousness is in his resurrection, hallelujah. Our righteousness is seen in his resurrection. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's look at scriptures that talk about righteousness, right? From the book of Romans, yeah? Okay? But before we do that, we have to look at there's what they call law of first men. where it was first mentioned in the scripture, righteousness. Should we look at that first? Where it was first mentioned, where righteousness was first mentioned? Okay, Genesis chapter 15. When God was preaching to Abraham.
Hallelujah. Now look at verse 1. It says, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision, saying, do not be afraid, Abraham, for I am your shield and exceedingly great reward.
Hallelujah. But Abraham said, Lord God, what will you give me, seeing that I go childless? Okay, read down to verse 5.
He says, and he brought him outside and said, look now towards heaven and count the stars, if you are able to number them. And he said to him, so shall your descendant be. Verse 6, and he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for what? Righteousness. Did you see that? Was counted to him as what?
As what? Righteousness. Righteousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who believed God? Genesis chapter 15 is what I just finished reading. Hallelujah. And it was counted to him as what?